Sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You can connect with me on my social media channels and web pages, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, Facebook MJ Radio Hosts, Facebook Small Business Concierge Magazine, Facebook on the Edge, Women in Business Group. Post your products and services, events, motivation, inspiration. Political views. We might have to take that off. maybe business and political views as it relates to business. How about that? Or your profession, like increase in minimum wage, or talk about all the new tax laws that is really a buzz this coming into this 2019 season. So maybe we can talk about some of those things, right? It's a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known, build relationships, develop business, develop new opportunities. If you've missed my show, you can also download our podcast at ontheedgepurpose.podbean.com. You can follow us out there and receive our small business content, also out there on iTunes and Google Play. You can visit our websites at businessonthedge.biz and our smallbusinessconcierge.biz websites for content. If you want show content or connect with us out there, you go to Business on the Edge. And then, of course, the magazine. You can go out to the smallbusinessconcierge.biz for our digital magazine. We're excited. We've got three magazines out there that you can kind of thumb through. The first one actually was a kind of a, that was our model to just to kind of get people small businesses to understand it's a process. So if some of those pages are blank, that's because we were teaching small businesses some processes on how you get a product to market. So anyway, if you want to connect with me directly, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with questions or comments or events that might be going on or events that you might be interested in as a small business owner. And when I say small business, I'm talking about 1 to 499 employees. And those of you that are bigger companies and organizations, your needs are different in terms of some of the opportunities that we have. But you certainly could do some of the events with us and get your name out there and get your resources out there and that maybe presenting or tabling or other things that these businesses can do to get connected to some of your customers out there. With that being said, always, I like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate you. We appreciate your listenership, and we work hard, very hard here, the team and I, to bring you a great show that adds value to your professional development and small business and entrepreneurship growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on air. I'm live tonight, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. This is the last Friday of Black History Month. I have not talked about Black History Month. I am going to share something interesting for you. I actually been doing some research, and I do want to share something about Black History Month tonight that I think you will find interesting. Okay, so I always like you to dial into the show, 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. Live, relevant calls, relevant comments, that sort of thing. I'd love to get you on air with me. Here's my quote for tonight. Sustainability has to be a way of life to be a way of business. Sustainability. We like the word sustainability. I want to be a sustainable company. I want to sustain. I want sustainability. Has to be a way of life to be a way of business. Anand Mahindra quote. I think that is very, very true. You have to look at sustainability as a way, a process, a way of life. So if it's a way of life, or it is something that you're doing on a regular basis every day to maintain sustainability. Sustainability is not an event. It is never an event. It is always processes. It is always practices. It is always best practices that you are creating sustainability. It is not, you know, I oftentimes have a debate, but just the thought of success. We like success. I want success, really. And how do you define success? What is success? Do we look at success as that culmination of getting that baccalaureate degree, that culmination of getting that master, that PhD, that high school diploma? I'm successful. I got it. Really, that degree, that culmination is in reality the process. That is the result of you successfully completing, accomplishing every class, every test, everything, every assignment successfully to graduate in all of your classes, not just one, in all of your classes, collectively. Success, we don't really think about success about in terms of that process of, and in terms of the things that you have to do to run a successful business. It's a culmination of passing the different hurdles and tests that your business may bring to you. And so the result of that is sustainable income, sustainable revenue, sustainability in clientele, right? So I like this quote. Sustainability has to be a way of life. If you are trying to make it an event, you're not going to sustain. You're not, because an event is, it comes and it goes. Once it happens, it's done. If you want sustainability, then you have to practice and work it every single day. And then you make adjustments, of course, according to your data, according to what is going on in our economy, what your customers are saying. There's a whole mix of things that can happen. Power thought for tonight. Building a bigger future. Powered by, I like this, powered by. I got this actually from someone. When they kind of brand things, they're like, we're going to do this and it's powered by. And I like that, powered by. Building a bigger future powered by small businesses of the world. How about that? Building a bigger future. Building a sustainable world economy. Powered by the small businesses of the world, not just the small businesses of America, the small businesses of the world. I am being contacted by small business owners in other countries. I'm connected with folks that are here in this country that have ties to other countries like Africa and want to reach into Silicon Valley. Small businesses powering the world. Powering the world. And how do we do that? Today we had, this was my annual California Department of General Services procurement, selling your products to the state event. I do this event every year annually. This was the third annual event. We held it at our venue host, Ohlone College. The Ohlone College Career Center, Tri-Cities Career Center, was gracious enough to host the event for us. We had over about 140 registrations. And so it was really, really, I love doing this event because it's an opportunity to grow your business. It's an opportunity, and I'm so amazed sometimes when people don't I'm going to pause right here. Can we go to a commercial break?
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I apologize for that. I just got into a coughing fit. My throat just kind of, so that's what you get for going live. That's the risk. That's the risk. So I was talking about our California Department of General Services procurement event today. Absolutely fantastic. A lot of information given. What I was going to say is that what amazes me, you've got the state of California throwing money at you, not only the state of California Department of General Services, but all of their reciprocity partners that says on the panel discussion, we want to do business with small businesses. And if you're a bigger small business, you could probably compete on prime contracts, maybe a sub-award. But my point is there's such a deficit in small businesses getting opportunities because they don't respond to the RFPs, request for proposals, or they don't bother to register for the free certification that certification of the state of California to compete. And here's something interesting. And I was talking to the Department of General Services today, Tanya Burgess and Danetta Jackson, the program manager outreach for the Department of General Services, and Tanya Burgess, who was on the show, the advocate for small businesses for Department of General Services. And we're talking about how the unresponsiveness of small businesses for contracts or opportunities to bid. You want to sustain, you want more revenue, you want a bigger bottom line, but you won't do the work that it takes to go through the process. Is it a hard process? It's a hard process. If you get in, great. If you do everything that you need to do and you go through the process and you might have a few tries before you win your first contract, if you're putting in an RFP, if you're responding to an RFP. Now, they have other ways for you to get awarded, like their options, which are opportunities to have contracts that are not required to go out for bid, informal contracts. In fact, that's how I picked up this particular contract with the state of California. We used my example. They tracked me down here at the radio station. I keep a presence, and that's why I harp on marketing and advertising, because if you keep a presence, you get opportunities, like in our magazine, and this is not a shameless plug. It's just the reality of marketing and advertising. When you are listing somewhere, when you're marketing, when you're advertising yourself, when there's an opportunity for someone to do business with you, they're able to locate you. They've made me the interim director over all of the Alameda County Small Business Development Center. I am the director. Interim director, over 821 square miles. I'm doubling our business advisors in this county. And some of the advisors that I chose to come on as and get certified as Small Business Development Center advisors came straight out of our magazine. You know why? Because I could sit there and I could read their credentials and they're consulting, because it's my magazine. I don't memorize all of this stuff. My point is that I couldn't have picked them if the information was not available, and I knew that I could go to it and just kind of sit there and read and determine the value, and if I use them as a contractor, can I give that value to a small business to help that small business gain whatever they need to be able to either hire, get access to capital, retain jobs, increase their sales, their bottom lines. And this is what these programs do. Department of General Service works in tandem with SCORE, SBDCs, PTAC. That will help small businesses respond to a request for a proposal. But you small businesses don't believe that, I don't believe they'll buy my products. Or if they track you down, this is one of their, you just kind of scratch your head. And this is, we sent you an email or we called you. Well, we didn't really think the small business responds. We didn't think that was for real, that it was really real. Well, I got news for you. When they called me, literally, they called me at the station. I get the message from my account manager here and says, hey, the state of California is trying to locate you. They want to talk to you. And I'm like, great. So I contact them, and we end up getting into negotiations for a few months. And nothing goes out to bid, but because I responded. And that was not being certified as a small business with the state of California, but because of the unique services that I have to talk to a very large audience and put together an event. What am I saying? It can happen to you. But if you don't get in the game, if you really don't think and you don't value it, then, you know, they'll spend that money with someone else. That's $9 to $10 billion. 25% of that has to go to small businesses or disabled veterans in small business. 3% of it goes to disabled veterans in small business. But if you don't respond because you don't think that it's important or it's too much work, then that's fine. But they are going to work with other small businesses. And that small business is going to create another level of sustainability while you keep hobbling along and fighting for something that you may always be in that kind of paycheck to paycheck in your business, or if you're trying to sustain and grow that business, these are ways of doing it. And they'll tell you, work with more than one agency. Work with four or five different agency contracts. You're talking about, oh my gosh, thousands and thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Okay. And growing from there. Just saying. I'm trying to help you build a bigger future powered by small businesses, but this may be too much work for you. What did Einstein say? Was it Albert Einstein that says work? What is it? Work takes too much critical thinking. That's why people don't do it, or something to that effect. Or critical thinking is too much work. That's why few people do it, something to that effect. I don't want to really think about it. But if Margaret Jackson, you know, did the RFP for you and everything was free and I put it in for you, you'd want that. But then that, of course, would be a real tell on what type of business leader you are. And if you're that type of business leader, then you probably would be a good idea to probably go work for someone else. So you don't have to think about what it takes to be a business owner. So it takes something. It takes a lot. Before we go to a commercial break, I want to set something up. We had a guest on a show last year, and I really enjoyed him, and we're bringing him back. And he's one of our sponsors, one of our partners for today's event that we connected with. Sign on the Go. Ray Silbin is going to be with us in just a moment. I like Sign on the Go. And this product, this service is such small businesses around the world should be using Sign on the Go. It's affordable and it's fantastic. And we're going to talk about it in just a few minutes. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, the area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. We're coming out, small business owners. We're coming out. Welcome back to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. If you're just tuning in, I set up in the last segment. Ray Silbin is the founder and CEO of Sign on the Go. And I think it is a fantastic, affordable, e-document, e-signature platform tool, blockchain tool, for you to, and small businesses, oftentimes, we're still kind of using, let's send our contracts through email. Something that came up in the event today is one of the presenters said, I hope, you're not still faxing. I'm like, a fax, what is that? And so he has a platform that, in fact, we're using it at Business on the Edge. We started using it last year. We took it for a test drive where we were looking at platforms for our contracts to kind of streamline things a little bit, make it a little bit easier for us, quicker, faster, leaner, meaner. And we met at the Small Business Expo, and let me tell you, we are extremely happy with Sign on the Go, and I am an advocate, and I am certainly wanting to share it with the Silicon Valley Bay Area audience. Ray Sylvan, thank you for coming on the show tonight. Great to have you back.
Thank you for having me back.
So let's dig in a little bit deeper on your Sign on the Go platform. We talked it up today at our event at Department of General Services, but tell us really the jewel, the nature of Sign on the Go.
Okay, so as you stated, we're an e-signature platform. And what we provide a platform that will allow you to conduct business at ease in terms of getting your contracts, your official documents signed, and through a process that will allow you to upload your documents, and you can edit that particular document on the fly and send it to your prospective business partner and allow your business partner to look at that document and make changes if necessary, and then send it back to you. And the system, the platform, tracks up all the changes that both you and your partner have made throughout the negotiation phase. And once you both agree to the terms and conditions, you sign the agreement, and your partner sign, and you have an executed document. So that's pretty much the service that we're offering. And after about 3 years in working it and polishing the workflow, that will allow us to provide small businesses specifically with that capability. We believe that as we continue to make progress in adding new features to the application, we believe we have a pretty good tool for a small business community to use.
Okay, so we've got how much time do we have? 1 minute before we go to a commercial break. And I probably shouldn't even start this question because I want you to talk about the blockchain component on that. We're talking a lot about blockchain, and I really like this new technology because in its simplest form, you can't cheat.
Yes. And so I can start by explaining how we're differentiating ourselves versus the competition. So in electronic signature platforms that exist, there are many ways to secure that document once it's executed. So you have the sample process. It is signed. It is locked. By having the electronic signature, and most times you cannot edit the document. In our process, what we have done, we've gone one step further by applying blockchain technology. So what that tells you is that
I'm gonna stop you right there. We're gonna go to a commercial break, and I want people to hang on to that blockchain. What blockchain does? We're going to commercial break now.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, Small Business Concierge, STEAM. local events, YE 2.0, the Young Entrepreneur, Women in Business Centerfold, Small Business Science Lab, Bridging the Gap, The Bottom Line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome back to Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. You're in the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. This is just a great. I just love this tool, Sign on the Go. So we're going to pick it up here. And Sign on the Go, by the way, is one of our concierge, and you're going to see a little bit more coming from them. We're excited. In the magazine, you're gonna see more advertisement and actually here at the station as well. You know how you go to a great restaurant. And that restaurant is all of a sudden you've had it for the first time, and you just have to tell everyone. And so that's what we're doing. I have to tell everyone about this great technology. So you left us, actually we left you kind of a little bit on a cliffhanger. And so blockchain. So pick up where you left off, Ray, and share with us how blockchain is tying into your product.
Very good. So as I was saying, the fact that the traditional way of securing your document, once the document has been signed by both parties, it's executed. That executed document resides in one particular database. So if I'm the vendor and I'm the e-signature platform vendor, that document officially resides in just that one database. So we've taken that one step further. So what blockchain allows you to do is to distribute that executed document so it's not just one copy that exists in a database. So before we distribute that executed document, we take it to a cryptography process where it is encrypted, and a hash is created. That hash is the document's DNA, if you will. So you take that thumbprint or DNA, we publish it across a series of databases. So a whole community have a copy that is locked, that cannot be read, of your document. What does that mean? Well, if anyone were to try to tamper with that particular document, well, you can run it against the community of documents that you have out there, and then you would come back and tell you that particular document that was signed, executed, has been tampered with. So that is the differentiation versus traditional way of securing your document versus blockchain. So that allows us at the first start here to, with one document, place it across the community and make it available where everyone can actually attest whether your document has been tampered with or not. So if you understand the difference between blockchain and traditional ways of securing your document, that is the future. This is where blockchain is going to take us. And this is where Sign on the Go is going to continue with its advancement in blockchain. And this summer, as we introduce smart contracts, and all that is going to come to play in why we selected blockchain to be as part of our platform.
And this is what I. So let me ask you about some other particulars. This is what I love about blockchain, because it keeps the integrity.
Correct.
And we've kind of lost that. And unfortunately, I guess we could look at the pros and cons of that, that unfortunately we've had to create technology to keep people honest in their transactions with one another. And so so I'm looking forward to more to come from the Sign on the Go. Now, that being said, and there's a lot of e-signature platforms out there. Some very well-known e-signature platforms out there. This is one of the most affordable and fascinating tools as you continue to un- unroll and unravel these tools. So if a customer wanted to transfer and they've been using a particular platform for years and they want to say, you know, I want to give Sign on the Go a try, but I don't want to have to reproduce anything. I don't want to, oh my gosh, I've done all of this work. What is that transfer process like? I've got like 2 minutes in this segment left. Can you tell me in 2 minutes?
Very good, in less than 2 minutes. So if a prospective user has been using an existing platform other than Sign on the Go for a long period of time and they want to transition over, it's a very simplistic process. All that user has to do is tell us, here's the list of my documents that I've been using for the past 10 years or so, and I want you guys to make it ready. So my staff would, we have a particular staff team that will be coming forward and take all these documents and make them ready and have them ready in that user's profile where she or he can start using these documents within 48 to 72 hours. It depends on how many documents that person has. So if you have a series of 20 to 30 documents, within a very short period of time, the team will have them ready for that user to go log in, see the profile, start using whatever form to prospective partners. That simple.
Fantastic. So you're not losing. So if you're out there, and this is not an infomercial, let me just say, but when I find products and services that I think that are beneficial, especially for the small business community, I'm trying to get it to you because it's going to make your life easier. It's going to make it, it's going to simplify that process for you. And so that's what I'm trying to get to you is if you want a simplified process and an affordable process, this Sign on the Go is a worthwhile investment. You're listening to Margaret Jackson. Thank you for tuning into the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. We're going to get into our last segment here, AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
You just have to respect Phil Collins. He just, welcome back. Nothing more to say right there. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're going to wrap up. This is the bottom of our show. We're going to go back with Ray, and Ray is going to tell us about his free trial. Sign on the Go free trial. Come on. Doesn't get any better than that. Ray, tell us about the free trial process, checking out, kicking it, Sign on the Go, kicking those tires.
Okay, so a regular user can just go to signonthego.us, that's www.signonthego.us, and right on our first page, the user can click on the free trial button, and at no cost, or no hassle, the user can just log in, sign up, and start using and Sign on the Go and start sending agreements or official documents for signature. If a user has a greater need for a small business, 3, 4, 5 users, they can call us at 844-270-9202. That's 844-270-9202, and we'll be happy to help that user set up additional users and give that user additional documents, and we'll walk them through the process, and we'll set up free training for that user. We'll make ourselves available for the small business user who would like to use Sign on the Go.
Fantastic. And that number again is 844-270-9202. And then, of course, signonthego.us. You know the rest of the www, all of that. But signonthego.us. Now, once you sign up, you have different categories. Tell us a little bit about the price structure.
Okay, so currently, if you have, let's say you use us for the first month, and you have, let's say, for the year, you're going to send about 10 documents. You could use pay-as-you-go. Pay-as-you-go will allow you to use a limited, send a limited amount of documents for one low fee. The difference between us and the other platforms is that we allow a pay-as-you-go user to utilize all the features that are available in Sign on the Go. The other e-signatures, they do provide you the ability to send out a minimal document, but you have limited capabilities and functionalities. And from pay-as-you-go, you move to individual pro plan. This is for small business, small companies that want to test us out, one user to be exact. They'll get to use Sign on the Go, all the features, blockchain technology, the latest and greatest security, digital signatures for a low fee of $25 per month on a yearly basis or $30 per month. The next plan we have, if you have a small business of 10 users, 15 users or more, about 15 users, you'll get to use the economies of scale. You pay $90 a month on a yearly basis. Again, all features are available and unlimited documents. And then we have business pool plan for bigger size firms that have 20, 30 users. We'll use the same functionalities, again, $129 a month.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. We got to get out of here for the night. But you got it. SignOnTheGo.us. More users, 844-270-9202. Take them for a test drive. Check it out. And if you don't love it, email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz and tell me why, and maybe there's something there, that feedback. We always want that feedback from you anyway, just joking about that. But seriously, check it out. Tell me how much you love it. SignOnTheGo.us, 844-270-9202. Thank you, Ray. We're out of here for tonight. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.